Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. One way or another, you will be disturbed by Oscar-winning director Kathryn Bigelow's grim and troubling historical drama, Detroit. Either the police brutality and racism will rattle you, or the movie's sadistically violent depiction of it will do the trick. During the summer of 67, civil unrest gripped much of Motor City. An incident at the Algiers Motel left three black men dead and three white police officers accused of homicide. Bigelow places the audience in the midst of the mayhem, forcing us to be witnesses and providing no relief. Some viewers may resent the relentlessly brutal sledgehammer approach to the material, but there's no denying its effectiveness. Detroit takes an unblinking look at a very dark incident in our history, one that sadly still resonates today. The drama Lady Macbeth isn't about Shakespeare's villainous Scottish queen, but was inspired by her ruthlessness. Although based on a Russian novel, the action of Lady Macbeth has been shifted to Victorian England in 1865. Newcomer Florence Pugh plays Catherine, a young woman stuck in a loveless marriage to a nasty landowner. Things get complicated when she has a torrid affair with a virile workman, played by Cosmo Jarvis. When Catherine's loutish husband gets wise, Catherine gets homicidal. Pugh gives a riveting performance, initially gaining our sympathy as a victim and then losing it as she transforms into a malicious manipulator. Pugh gives Lady Macbeth its nasty edge. Also opening this week, Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey star in an adaptation of Stephen King's The Dark Tower. It was hidden from critics, always a bad sign. The same is true of the aptly titled thriller Kidnap, starring Halle Berry. An inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, is the follow-up to Al Gore's Oscar-winning environmental documentary. And Michael Cera leads a diverse cast in a multi-plotted drama called Person to Person. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!